We hear a whisper rustling in the wind, a force as nurturing as the earth. We feel a rhythm that entices with mystical notes of harmony, and a kiss that tastes as sweet as honey. We feel a sensual touch that excites our soul with waves of ecstatic delight. In this is the void, the mind of eternity. Hello, Jason Kane here, and welcome to the Ancient Wisdom Modern Mind podcast. And today, I want to discuss if one would recognize an enlightened being if you interacted with one. Plus, shed some light on the idea that if by meditation alone, one can achieve enlightenment. First, it is very unlikely that the unenlightened would know if someone was truly enlightened. For example, a child assumes that their teacher is wise because they have more knowledge. In fact, when someone is more knowledgeable about spiritual issues, it is our natural assumption to place them on a higher level. But would you assume that your school teacher was enlightened because they had more knowledge than you? And remember what the Buddha was quoted as saying, that all sentient beings, including those in the animal realm, possesses Buddha nature, and therefore can attain enlightenment. So being more educated according to the Buddha is not an indication of enlightenment. So maybe one's character could be a method of judging one's enlightenment. But when you think about the people that society considers of good character, such as politicians and other figures of authority, would you consider them enlightened? Of course not, because anyone can act or create a good impression. Even a child can do this, and you would not assume that every child that creates a good impression is enlightened. And what about the Buddha? He sat with mystics and yogis for years and never became enlightened by his associations. And before the Buddha started on his spiritual journey, he lived the life of a spoiled rich kid that was indulged his every whim, and still he was achieved enlightenment under his own efforts. So the real example Buddha shows us is that even the most unlikely person can become enlightened. So the truth is, you will not become enlightened by blindly following the more knowledgeable, and it is even more unlikely that you will find a genuine enlightened being to follow. It is better that you make the effort to become enlightened yourself. This is also Buddha's lesson, after wasting years following the wise men of his time. Myth. Meditation in itself will lead to enlightenment, plus the modern fad where people are claiming instant enlightenment. So the first myth I need to bust is that meditation in itself will not lead to enlightenment. Now, of course, meditation is a vital tool needed to become enlightened. And I have a podcast which explains why meditation alone will not lead to enlightenment. If you wish to follow up on this aspect, follow the link in the description. The real overlooked reason the hermit becomes enlightened. Theoretically, it is possible to achieve the first stage of enlightenment in about 10 years. But a more realistic time frame would be 20 years if you are very committed and do not fall for the ego traps which imprison most students. However, there is a modern fad where people are claiming instant enlightenment without any effort. But if you're honest with yourself, you know this is ridiculous. This also has parallels with the modern born-again Christian beliefs that one can be saved by converting or being baptized. The reason that meditation in itself will not lead to enlightenment is because enlightenment is about recreating yourself and about rising above what it means to be human. It is a process that first pulls down what was made by society and then rebuilds a new mind, a new person. But also, enlightened beings are partly created out of silence, which is why meditation is a critical part of their development. If you do not silence the mind ego, then you will be reprogrammed with the same errors that created the unenlightened human. Myth. Enlightenment is instantaneous, and I also deal with some of the confusion that revolves around enlightenment terminology. There is some confusion amongst different schools of thought about whether enlightenment is instantaneous or progressive. But this confusion is because, although enlightenment is a progressive development, it is often not recognized until it has fully manifested. Thus, it can seem even to the enlightened one that their enlightenment was instantaneous. Zen is full of stories of instantaneous enlightenment. But what the tales do not tell is that the monk had already come to a particular stage, and all that was missing was already there, except the realization. And the moment that came in, everything else was already in place. Everything else was already there. Only this realization was missing. Or you could say, what was missing was the cooperation of the monk's conscious self. The other confusion that revolves around enlightenment is terminology, because enlightenment is in four stages, and what people assume is the first stage of enlightenment is actually self-realization, and this self-realization is not actually enlightenment, but a profound sense of self-actualization. This self-actualization is a term that has been used in various psychology theories, often in slightly different ways. The term was originally introduced by the organismic theorist Kurt Goldstein for the motive to realize one's full potential. Expressing one's creativity, quest for spiritual enlightenment, pursuit of knowledge, and the desire to give to and or positively transform society are examples of self-actualization. This theory was later used by Abraham Maslow as the hierarchy of needs theory, which states that the final level of psychological development that can be achieved when all basic and mental needs are essentially fulfilled, the actualization of the full personal potential takes place as a sort of emotional and intellectual self-realization. Now, this state is much closer to spiritual enlightenment and usually is the same state experienced by those who practice meditation for long periods. Self-actualization and even the idea of self-realization are not true states of spiritual enlightenment, although they are precursor states that can lead to true spiritual enlightenment. The one fundamental reason that self-actualization and self-realization are not true states of enlightenment is because they are ego-based states of consciousness. Self is ego, whereas spiritual enlightenment is a state outside the ego, outside the self, outside the mind consciousness, outside humanness. And I discuss this more in the Impeccability of Stalking Awareness and the Human Agreement podcasts. So if you want to delve deeper into my understanding of the egoless state, you can also listen to these podcasts. See links in the description. The self-realization stage is both profound and a supreme ego trap, which entraps the student, and this is also the very reason there are so very few actual enlightened masters, but no shortage of people claiming to be enlightened. In the first true stage of enlightenment, one develops Atman awareness. In Hinduism, this is called Sampranayata Samadhi or Savikalpa Samadhi. In Buddhism, Anagami Pali for non-returning. In Christianity, this would be receiving the Holy Spirit. Note, this is not the modern version, but would be likened to the apostles at Pentecost. And in alchemy, it is creating the philosopher's stone. So that's my thoughts on meeting an enlightened being. And if you'd like to subscribe to this channel, go ahead and click on the subscribe button. And if you would like to support my work, then you can download the audio version of Would You Recognize the Enlightened? For a contribution of $1 or more. Links are in the description. I've enjoyed sharing my thoughts with you, and I encourage you to explore and learn about yourself and to continue your journey. And if you have the time, let me know in the comments how you would recognize the enlightened. And if you like the content and would like to take your spiritual journey deeper, learn about meditation, or go even deeper with your meditation journey, then I also offer books, instructional podcasts, online meditation, and personal development audios that cover a variety of meditation and metaphysical topics available at Amazon Books, Amazon Music, Kobo, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Udemy, and gumroad.com/Jason Kane. Plus, great free articles and podcasts on blogger.com, YouTube, and in the Facebook community, meditation, mindfulness, and more. And it would be my privilege to have you join our community and share your own journey and thoughts. And this is important not only to me, but also in helping other students in their personal journey. Here's to you and your fulfillment and growth into every tomorrow to come. This podcast was created by Jason Kane, text copyright by Jason Kane, and production copyright by Jason Kane, all rights reserved.